Wonderland. Woo!
Wow.
sorry about that. Good morning, Wisconsin. More music, Lake 96.1. Well, love me some of your rhythmics.
Ooh, so
I. You know what else I love in the morning?
What's that?
Some Stephanie Klett.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Good morning to Stephanie Klett from Visit Lake Geneva.
We may be the three worst singers in Lake Geneva.
Yep. But that's okay.
That's all right. I'll wear that with pride. I wear that badge.
There are worse things to be.
Right.
Exactly right. We missed you last week. We were both gone, but we are happy that we are back today to be able to talk to you in Step with Steph. What's going on in your world?
Okay. We have so much cool stuff going on right now. So
talk to us
tonight at Flatiron Park, of course, which is downtown, right across from the water. It is the official lighting of the Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh. Yay. Get your Santa hats on, get bundled up and go have a great time with that.
Whatever you do, don't wear your Thanksgiving turkey hat, please.
This is true.
That's over. Yeah. That's over.
I have a feeling that hat is going to haunt us for years.
Oh, of course it is.
It's a fabulous hat.
It is. I love it.
So if you want to get in the Christmas spirit, I tell you, Flatiron Park is the place to be, because tonight at 5:30, they'll be lighting the Christmas tree. But they always have about a 30-40 minute program first. And it's a reading to kids. It's some Christmas caroling. So if 5:30 doesn't work for you, that tree actually gets lit more around 6:15, and our friends at BID, which is the Business Improvement District, they'll actually be broadcasting it live on Facebook if you can't be there in person.
Oh, okay.
Or don't feel comfortable around other people.
Sure.
So you can go to the streets of Lake Geneva and watch it live and not have to be cold.
Oh, there you go.
You know what? Yeah. You had me at when you said that the tree's getting lit. I'm like, who else is going to get lit?
So is Melody.
No, I have no taste yet, so whatever. It's going to be good. It's going to be great tonight.
It is. It's going to be beautiful. And the Riviera now has their Christmas lights lit. Mm. And Flatiron Park is doing more Christmas lights this year, because normally it's just that tree.
Sure.
So they have several items lit. And the bridge downtown, that cute bridge that goes from a beautiful condo building and the White River into Lake Geneva, they have the bridge lit now with Christmas lights.
Oh, wow.
It's really pretty. Oh. And so it almost looks like a Venice canal the way they've done it.
How magical.
All you need is your
gondola.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, grab your hot chocolate and go out tonight. And ooh, we should start like Christmas caroling around.
Yes, we should.
Lake Geneva. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
No, you two should not.
No. We don't want to make anybody sick.
Well, you know what you said about just strolling the downtown? Last night I was downtown and taking pictures of all the Christmas lights at night. It was so pretty. Oh. And I heard this English accent. And it was so cute, because it was a husband and wife and their daughter. They were from England. They had their hot chocolate, and they were just walking around enjoying the lights. And it was such a beautiful moment. And their daughter was just going crazy over everything. And sometimes you forget that the simplest things can be the best things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Now, one more place for you, because I know folks are now in the Christmas crunch and buying holiday presents. But you two are massive dog lovers.
Yes.
So this place is so cool. It's on Main Street in Lake Geneva. It's called Paws for Treat.
Yes, I know it well.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it.
So it feels like a barn inside. Mm-hmm. Not a bar, a barn.
Oh, you had me at bar.
I know.
But, you know, so they've got all the dog treats. They've got beds and bowls, collars, leashes, grooming, supplies, fun toys, specialty items, and everything's designed to make, you know, you, your dogs, and cats happy.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
It's amazing in there. And they play Lake 96.1.
That's a double win.
Who doesn't?
This is right. This is so true.
Yeah, and you know, something I didn't know about them is they partner with the Grand Geneva, which is a pet-friendly hotel.
Oh, okay.
And they exclusively provide the dog beds, the bowls, the treats, and all the other items.
Aww.
I just thought that was really slick.
That
is very cool.
I didn't know that either. That's awesome.
Yeah. So if you want, you know, I like the big box retailers, you know, for dogs, but this one is inviting. Mm-hmm. It really does feel like it's a barn-like atmosphere. Bring the dogs in.
Mm-hmm.
They're always welcome to sample treats inside. They'll have water, and then your dog gets a ton of love.
Aww.
So you want something to spoil your pet, that is Paws for Treats is the place.
Yes, their toys. Oh my gosh, they are adorable. I've been in there for like a half hour at a time just looking at dog toys.
Oh really?
Oh,
I've never been, so that's a good place
for
me to go.
Mm-hmm.
You will love it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to learn more about them, they're on our website, visitlakegeneva.com, and you can check it out as well as so many shops because it's time to get that shopping done.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, this region has some of the most unique, eclectic shops that you'll find in the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love it.
The shopping is the best.
Mm-hmm. We know how do it.
Yes, we do. We'll see you tonight. Stephanie, are you going to go out with your Santa hat on, or how are we going to be able to spot you tonight?
You'll spot me because I'll be the mad woman walking around with my camera taking pictures of everything
All
and
right.
everybody.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. All right. We'll see you tonight, Stephanie.
All right. Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
Yes, have a great day. And check that out and check out Visit Lake Geneva for all of the good stuff that you can do all around the area and for more information.